Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. Starting today with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Mabez. The Mishnah says, Shaleich Adam Yarech Lenoch, you should get an Oshe B'Seicha. You could send it to the guy when you have the get an Oshe. Inside, Mineshe Mekayme Nikr. Says the Gemara that only you could send a complete Yerech, not a Yerech that's cut. Why can't you send a Yerech that's cut? Because if the guy goes and sells it to a Jew, maybe the Jew will not realize that the Gid Anoshe is inside. He'll think that it was taken out, and really it's not taken out, and we have a problem. So then the Gemara asks, Man Manashach, if it's in Makom Shemachrizen, Makom Shein Machrizen, as before in the Gemara. So the Rishonim bring the Ravid, the Rush quoted here in Simin Yotes, that the Ravid is Mechiach, and if a person comes and is Menaker in front of us, and we don't know if he's a good Menaker or not. Never seen him, he didn't bring a paper, documents, supporting the fact that he's a Menaker. Says the Ravid, it doesn't matter. We can trust him. How does the Ravid know this? So it says the Ravid from Mar Gemara. Why? Because if we would not trust him, so therefore, whenever you find a Yerech, before you could actually go and eat it, you need to go ask someone. You need to either come with a Hechsher Stempel that it was taken out to get an Asha, or you have to go ask a Bucky if it was taken out. If we'll say that a Menaker needs to prove that he's a good Menaker. And then Kol Shekein, then something that we don't have a Menaker in front of us. We just have a piece of meat that looks like the get an Asha is taken out, but I who does not know the Halacha, cannot be certain that the get an Asha was taken out. So I cannot eat it until I go show someone that is a Bucky, and he'll tell me whether the Gid Anoshe was taken out. If that were to be the halacha, says the Ravid, then what would be the problem of sending a Gid Anoshe to the guy, a chatucha? What's the problem of a Gid Anoshe chatucha? Hare, when the Jew goes and buys it, because the Jew does not know who the Menaker was, so he'll go and bring it to a Menaker and to a Bucky and say, is there a Gid Anoshe here or not a Gid Anoshe here? If you always need to prove the kashrus of the Menaker, so then there's no problem of buying a Yerech Chatucha from a Goy, because then you'll always go and show it to a Menaker, to a Bucky. Elamai says, the Ravid Muchach in this Gemara, that you don't need to, that you can trust the Menaker. And as long as it looks Menuker, we assume that a Menaker who knows how to do it properly came, and he took out the Gid Anoshe. That's the Ravid's proof from our Gemara. What's the pshat? Hare, we see in the first Perek, that behemah bechaya becheskas isra'i medes. Actually, vada v'chaba me'nishchita. And the only reason the ma'isa that when you find a behemah that's shechted, you're allowed to eat it, is because roi mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchenein. So why here can we trust the menaker? Says the Ravid the following. That there, the whole behemah is becheskas isra. Fish i'asher lekezayis basar b'loi shchita. Shum hachi kaima becheskas isra actually vada v'chaba me'nishchita. Avo yerech kula? Becheskas heter, chutz min agid. But a yerech is becheskas heter, except for the Gid Anoshe, the yerech is becheskas heter. Hilkach amrinon, Ravim is asking benikar mumchenin. Therefore we say that most people that are Isaac in Nikar are mumchen. Because if we said it by that Ravim between Eitz Shchita are mumchen, by when the whole Hema is becheskas iser, Kol Shekein, we say that over here, when only the Gid is Becheskas Isser, and the rest of the name is Becheskas Heter. So L'chor the Ravid here has said two reasons why the Gid is Mutter. Number one, because the name is Becheskas Heter, only the Gid is Usser. And he said another Svara, that Ravid is asking Menikar Mumchene. Why do we need both Svaras? Monashach. If there's a Ravid, then we see Ravid works even when the name is Kula Becheskas Isser in Medes. And if the Ravid holds of a new Svara that says that here it's not called the Cheskas Isser, because only the Gid is Usser, so then why does he need to come on to Rav? What are the two Svaras of the Ravid? And also you have to understand Bechlal, what does the Ravid mean that it's Becheskas Heter? Hare, it's true that there's no Becheskas Isser over here, but it's Becheskas Heter. Hare, the Basar is Mutter, and the Gid is Usser. If you are a person that doesn't know whether this is Gid or not, so there's a Cheskas Heter, maybe it's Gid, it's a Suffolk. That's called a Suffolk. If you have two pieces of meat in front of you, and one of them is Mutter, one of them is Usser, so there's no Cheskas Heter, just there's no Cheskas Isser. You don't know which is which. Or if you have one piece of meat, and you don't know whether it's kosher or treif, So also, there's no cheskas heter. Just you don't know. So how did the Ravid call it a cheskas heter? Another point is the Rashi asks on the Ravid that how could the Ravid say the Ravid is asking etzel nikar mumchene? Hari nikar is a lot of tircho. We saw on yesterday's daf the people are not nemon about nikar because it's a lot of work nikar. Derech agav Ashkenazim don't eat the whole back half of the behemoth because of the problem of the gira nasha and. Well, the meaning of Ashkenazim is to not eat the back half of the behemoth. Sfaradim do. Sfaradim, they have, if a person has a hechsher of being a good menaker, then we do trust him to, take out the half. But the meaning of Ashkenazim is to not eat the back half of the behemoth. Akuponim asked the Rashba that nikar is a big tircha. It's a lot of work. Shechit is a few seconds. So even though we said, right between eitzel shechit mumchenein, mehechit heisi, that right between eitzel nikar mumchenein, Harbi Yishtachalik between Shechita and Nikar. Oh. So we have three questions on the Ravid. Why does the Ravid use two Svaras? Why does he need two Svaras? Number two, why does he say that Becheskas Heter I met us? L'chari is no Becheskas Heter. And number three, how is it Shaykh Aroiv? The question of the Rashba, how is it Shaykh Aroiv? I mean, it's a lot more work. And the Gemara never tells us Mefurish, the Ravid Mitzuyin Eitzel Nikar Mumchini. So it seems that the Ravid of Adah didn't mean to be Matir because of the Cheskas Heter itself, like as we said, because it's not a real Cheskas Heter. But the Ravid meant to say was that because there's no Cheskas Isra Medes, therefore we can be sunnich on this Rav of Rav between Eitzel Nikar Mumchenin, which might not be as good as the Rav of Rav between Eitzel Shechita Mumchenin, like the Rashi points out, because this is a lot more Tircha. But this roiv, which is not as good as that roiv, can work keneged, can work to be matter the gid, which does not have a cheskas iser. What's the pshat? What's the equation over here? So, in the sugya there, in the first perek of roiv mitzui neitza shechita mumchenin, the riff says a fascinating thing. The riff says, the reason roiv mitzui neitza shechita works is kilu it's yado ba menishchita. So it's kilu we know for sure that it was shechted properly. What did the Rif mean by that? There's a klal always, the Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Why did the Rif have to say that kilu it's valid that it was shechted properly? So the Chafiz Das and Simon Kuf Yud says he is sorry about behemah v'chaya v'cheskes Yisrael metis. So get up to many other things, but the sorry of the Chafiz Das is that the chazaka here is a stronger chazaka than in other places. It's not just that it's usher until you know that it's mutter. But the behemah is in a matzav of being usher. Behemah b'chayel is in a certain situation. It has to be changed and be transformed from that situation into a situation of heter. You need a transformation, a metamorphosis in the behemah in order to make it that it's mutter. So the roiv mitzui neitzel shechita there, says the Rif, is we can't use a normal klal of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. There the roiv has to say that kilu is yad b'menishchata. Kilu there's a vadai that was shechted properly. That's the koyach of Rav between Eitzel Shechita. So maybe we can say b'das ha-raivid that by Nikar, which we don't have that roiv that we have by Shechita, that it's a vadai. But it's a regular roiv. Mistama is shechted properly. This mistama works when there's no cheskas iser. When there's a cheskas iser, then we need a real roiv, or the riff even goes weiter and it says that you need a kilu is yad vadai. But here where there's no cheskas iser, then the mistama that a person would be menaker properly, that's enough to be matir. Another point on this topic of Rav Mitzui Neitzel Nikar Mumchenin, there's Machlokes Rishonim Ladina in Midas HaRavid. Is it a blanket heter that you can eat it because Rav Mitzui Neitzel Nikar Mumchenin, or only we're semich on it if there's no one to ask? But if you could show it to a baki to see whether the gid was taken out or not, then you have to ask him. So the Rash and the Rush, when they bring down the Ravid, they say, you can only be semich on this when there's no Baki to show it to. The word ahead you that if there's a Baki, then you need to show it to him. However, the Ran says that you don't need to show it to a Baki. Period. And Beis Yosef, in Simin Samechei, is Medayik from the Ran, even if there is a Baki here, we do not need to show it to him. So that's Machlokes here, B'das HaRavid. And the Beis Yosef, Amais, in Simin Samechei, is Machriya, like the Rash from the Rush. That if there is a menaker, you need to show it to the menaker. And his raya is from the Ga'inim that say that Lagabi Shechita, when the Sheikhid is here, we need to be Mevarer. So also Lagabi Nikar, if there is someone to show it to, then we have to show it to him. That's Achra the Beit Yosef. L'maisa, the Ran there also agrees with the Ga'inim. The Ran, the first paragraph of Adam brings down the Ga'inim, that you have to ask the Sheikhid if he's here. So really the question is in the Ran. Why did the Ran say that Nikur is different than Shechita, and here we do not need to ask a Mumcha? So L'maisa, it seems to be totally in the Machlekas, there in the first paragraph, about what the Inyan of asking the Sheikhid is. So the Rashba Mishmer Sabai says that the reason is Shalei Nalim Ayin Mina Isser. We can't hide ourselves from the Isser. And if there's the possibility of Isser here in front of us, let's not stick our heads in the sand to say that everything is going to be okay. There's a rife. No, the Sheikhid is here. Go find out. Go be Mavar. That's what the Rashba says. But in the Ramban, it's Mavur, a different shot there. Ramban, it's Muhach in the Ramban that the Yisayin is that Midra Abonim, we have to be Chishish for the Mute. Because there is a possibility of an Isser here, so we have to take that possibility into account. And it's not a glatta hetzer. Although Midra writes, it's enough to be Sanich on it. The Midra Abonim, we have to worry about the possibility of Isser. That's why it's Mavur in the Ramban that certain raves are so strong, you don't even need to worry about the Mute Bechla. That's, if you look good in the Ramban, in Chidushim, and in Milchames, that's Mavur Midvarav, that's the aside of the din of the Ga'inim, that when it's Efshet to Mivar, we need to be Mivar. It's Mavur in the Ramban, that we're not Semich and the Raiv, when it's Efshet to Mivar, why is this Raiv not like a Vadai? Says Ramban, because there's a Chazaka that goes against the Raiv. Even though Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, that's Midaraisa. And Midra Bonan, we still have to take into the possibility, we still have to deal with the fact that there's a chazaka here, and the chazaka is makhish the roiv, says the Ramban. It makes that the roiv is not, can't be makhriya 100%. And there still exists the possibility of iser, and therefore, we have to be, as long as it's possible to be mevarer, we have to be mevarer. That's mevor mitivei Ramban. Lefiza, we can understand the Ran. Lefiza, Malach of the Ramban, we can understand. That the Ramban says that Lamaisa, the reason that we don't go with the Roiv, when it's possible to be Mavar, it's Kedeger Chazaka. So then it's very Geshmak. Over here, in this case, the Raivid, there's no Chazaka, says the Raivid, there's no Cheska Sisser. So Mamela, we can go with the Raiv entirely. That's what the Ran holds, that even if there is a Bucky in front of us, we don't need to be Mavar right through the Bucky, because we could be Samech on the Raiv 100%. That's the opinion of the Rabbi Kupshat in the Ran. And the Rashba argues, L'shitasai, the Rashba that says that if you could be Mavar, you need to be Mavarer, because the Rashba writes in Mishmeres Habayis, that inyan of being Mavarer is Shalei Na'alim Ayin Mino Isser. We shouldn't stick our heads in the sand. If there's a possibility to find out, let's find out. That's the opinion of the Rashba. Me'il Zon Av Kamino with Kenegad HaChazaka, not Kenegad HaChazaka, We always have to do our best to find out whenever it's possible. I'd be very geshmak that the Ran is going with Dasa Ramban, and the Rashba is Lashitasa. I come to another point here that's mentioned in the Sugya, the Inyan of Hachraza. It's really an Inyan called the whole Inyan of Makom Shemachrizin, Makom Shein Machrizin. Then is that a Makom Shemachrizin, so until they're Machriz, so you can buy Basar from a Goy. Once they're machris, for sure you cannot, because now you know that there is a trefa or an avela there. And then you cannot buy from them. But until the achraza, you can buy. But a makom she'in machrizin, you can never buy from the goy. Because one can sell basar to a goy, and you don't need to tell the goy that, you don't need to announce that you're selling a trefa or an avela. So you always have to be chayshish. There's an avela or a trefa here, and therefore, you're not allowed to buy from the goy. Forever. That's what we're in the sugi over here. So, b'pshuta, by learning the sugi, one would assume that this is Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin, you have to be chayshish when you buy from a goy, that it's an avail or a trefa. So therefore, there were two ways to deal with this. In some places, they decided to leave it that way. To leave it that it's always usr. Because there's a chashash, the goy has been selling an avail or a trefa, therefore it's always usr to buy from the goy. In other places, they said that don't sell to the guy, and if you sell, then you have to announce it. So until you announce it, we assume that there was no one that sold to the guy. But at Kama, there's a chshash, there's an avail or a trefa around, and one would assume, learning from the Gemara from Riata, one would assume that it's Osram Iker identify from a guy. However, the Rishonim, and Iker the Ramban, and all the other Rishonim go after him, they say that Nikra Din, as long as there's Rav Tavcha Yisrael, you could go buy from a guy. Obviously not the guy butcher, but if you find a guy that has a piece of meat and says that he bought it, and he says, I don't remember where I bought it from, so you can buy it from him. Halechacha Rav, you can buy meat from a guy. It says Ramayan, it's a mission, Meseches Machshirin, Perak Bey's mission attests. It says that you have a city that has Jews and goy and goyim living there. So if you find a piece of meat, you can assume that it came from Rav Tabochim, and Rav Tabochim are Yisrael, and therefore you can buy the piece of meat. The Nafka Mina, whether you find the piece of meat in the street, or Mr. Jackson is selling you his piece of meat, it doesn't matter. You can assume that it came from the Rav Tabochim who are Yisrael, and you are allowed to buy from him. That's me Ikra Din Midina De Araisa, that one is allowed to buy Basar from a goy, as long as there are Rav Tabochim Yisrael. We see in our Gemara not that way. We see in our Gemara that Moshe L'Mokum Shein Machriz, and you can't buy from a goy. So Raman has two drachim to explain our sugya, what this Isser is. The first Malach in the Raman was that it's a Chumrah, that people were knowing, they were Machran themselves, Shalom Mikaradin. As long as there is a chshash of an avail or a treifa, that means you do not buy meat from the guy, even though mikaradin we can be semich and roif. That was the first mahalach. And therefore there were two ways, once we accepted this chumrah, there are two ways to deal with that. If there's a chshash of an avail or a treifa, we can't buy from the guy. So do we say that we should never buy from the guy? That's option A. Or option B is to say that no, that as long as there's taf, as the sheikhtim or sheikhti Yisrael. So if all the sheikhim are sheikhim Yisrael, no one is shechting l'chatchila like a goy shechs. The shechita is a kosher shechita. The only thing we have to worry about is that you'll find a treifa or that you'll mess up in the shechita. So when you have a problem, you're machris. If you happen to have an avail or a treifa, so then you're machris. And then the rest of the day, no one buys from the goyim. And that way we took care of the problem of the chshash and the veilos and treifas. Now, the other places work even more machmer than that. He said people might now hear about the achraza, and they just stam asered to buy from a guy. And Mando points out a fascinating thing, that this whole chumrah only applies when you're buying from a guy. When you find a piece of meat, nimsa alecha chararoif, you can still assume that it came from the reiv tavcha yishol, you don't have to be chayshish, that is an avail or a treifa, because this is a new chumrah that people were knowing shalei mikaradin, and therefore they're only machmer about it by buying from a guy, and not when you find a piece of meat. That's Akoban in the first Malach in the Ramban, that the whole din is a chumrah. The Ramban says the second Malach, and no, that be aside, the Isser in our sugya came out for monetary reasons. People wanted to sell nevelos and treifas to a guy. It's very common that we have nevelos and treifas. But right nowadays, with the many, many chumras that we have about treifas, very high percentage of the cows that we shecht are treifas. So, in Lamaisa says Ramban, it's usur me'ikar adin to sell a nevel or a treifa to a guy, because of the chshash and sell it to a Yisrael. That's called lifnei iver. The Yisrael is again, before the inyan of the machriz and in machriz. Mikar adin, when I have an avail or a treifa, if I go sell it to a guy, now the guy can turn around and sell it to a Yisrael. I, the one who sold it to the guy, was over lifnei iver when I sold it to the guy. Because I'm being a michshel in front of the Yisrael. Even though it's not clear to me that it will get to the Yisrael. It could be the guy might eat it himself. Maybe he'll sell it to other goyim. All of that is possible. But al atzad, he's going to go around and sell it to a Yisrael. So I was over lifnei iver by selling it to a guy. Says Ramban, this is mefura of many, many places, this concept. One cannot sell a beged of shatnez to a guy, because maybe he'll sell it to a Yisrael. Or like Gemara said earlier, Nelu Trefais, that you can't sell a beitza trefa to a guy, because maybe he'll go and sell it to a Yisrael. This is all usher, meikar adin midea raisa, because of lifnei iver. Even though it's only sort of a suffix of lifnei iver, it might not get to the Yisrael, it's totally who the guy decides to sell it to. But you already put a michshel. You put something which someone might trip on. That's always a lifnei iver leisidin michshel. Doesn't have to mean that the person will definitely trip on it. You put something which is liable to trip on, that's called a michshel. So when you sell something to a guy and he's liable to sell it to a Yisrael, so that's already called a michshel. That's asher mida reisa lekulei alma. So therefore, Avada Mikra Din, says Ramban, when I live in a city that has Rav Tavcha Yisrael, I could go and buy meat from a guy. A guy who didn't shechten himself, but a guy who buys from the sheikhtim, because there's a rave, and the rave came from Yisrael, so now I can assume that it's from Yisrael. So I'm really okay. But now the butchers had a problem. The butchers were worried that what are we going to do when we have these treifas? If we can't sell it to a guy, we're going to lose a lot of money. So they came up with an eitzah. The eitzah is that we'll sell the treifas to a guy, and we'll announce today there's a treifa. So now today all the Jews will not buy from the goy sellers, because maybe there's a treifa there. This takana allowed the butchers to not lose out money for when they have a treifa. It allowed them the opportunity to sell to a goy, and then all the Jews will know not to buy from the goyish sellers. That was the inyan. That was the din of Makom Shem Achrizin. Malcolm Shein Achriz and just took on a different malach. They just understand that Jews never buy from goyim. When we have a trefer in a veil, we're going to sell it to a goy, and you're never going to know when that is or not. So therefore, we made a takon in these places not to buy from goyim, and that gives the butchers the right and the opportunity to sell their nevelos and trefers to a goy. So according to this malach and the Ramban, the takana of makulin was not a takana, was not a stam chumra. People decided to be machmer themselves shalei nikradin. Rather, it was done for the good of the butchers, that they should not lose that money. This is also the good for the buyers, that the meat is cheaper, because if the butchers are losing that money in any available treifa, then the price of the other meat goes up. Akoponim, those are the two drachim in the Ramban. Is it stam chumra, or is it a takana for the meichrim? But all this is a takana. Again, that's the Ramban is clear about that. Both of the mahalchim that he says are takana shleim ikra adin. If a person wants to start in his own city, start to go with the ikra adin, which you have the right to do that, that anytime you find meat from a guy, you're allowed to buy meat from a guy. However, the butchers are never allowed to sell nevelos and dreifos to the guy. They have to throw the nevelos and dreifos in the garbage or give it to the dogs. They can't sell it to the guy. That is the Indian of the Makulin, according to the Ramban, and the Rishayim, as you mentioned, go with these drachim of the Ramban. Now I come to the next topic, which is big topic on this daf today, and also very nagei halacha lemaisa, the sugya of Gnevas das, b'ofen klali, and also the aspect that it applies even to a goy. So let's first go into the topic of Gnevas das, and afterwards we'll deal with the aspect of Gnevas das of a goy. Ikar din of Gnevas das, two drachim in the Rishonim. Is it midin gneva, or is it midin sheker? What? So many Rishonim say that itzer is an itzer of gneva. Kipshuta, gneva's das. Lashon of gneva, you're stealing a person's das. At the Ritva in our sugya says it's midin gneva's das. So the smag in Loisa say kufnunei. Ibn Ezra in the Sfarnai in Parshas Yisrael. Remember, I think the most barichas is in the Urayim. The Urayim in Simon Kufchav Dalet. Says the Urayim the following. Aval goyinim das habriyos midi de momen, havi bichal momen v'oivar lo isignoivu. Person steals a person's das that's related to money. So he's over the isra of lo isignoivu. Ketani b'tei sefta, stersefta in Baba Kama, zayin ganovim heim, harishin shabakulam goyinim das habriyos. The first type of ganiv, the worst type of ganiv, someone that's goyinim das habriyos. And he offers him gifts. Then he knows they won't accept the gifts. He invites him to eat, and knows that he won't come and eat. The chomor goyinim das mi goyinim mamon v'nefashos, says the Urayim, that stealing someone's das is worse than stealing his money, or than kidnapping. Sheitira tira goyim goyinim nefashos. Tichsev goyinim nefesh me'achim v'nei Yisrael v'nolim v'nei goyim. The Isra of kidnapping applies only to kidnapping a Yisrael. And look at me, Momin. I'm reading Baba Kama, B'shur Shanukach HaSapara, Ro'a L'yater Goyim, Hitzer Mamoinam Shal Goyim Yisrael. Shbaruch Hu Meisha saw that Goyim were not shimmering the Zion mitzvahs, and therefore he was matter their Momin to us. The Goyim Das, Afilu Shal Goyim, Aser. Shaloi Matinu Shitira Teirah B'Goyim. We never find the Teirah allows us to steal the Das of Goyim. The Algar does still loisig noivu, veloisig hachashu, veloisig shakri, shbab misayu. Loikoya tig noivu. Even though it says in the pasuk "Leisignoivelo shachachash v'leshakru ish ba'amisoi," it says the Isser applies only to ish ba'amisoi, to another Israel. Says the Yireim, when it says ish ba'amisoi, it's not going on Leisignoivu. It's going on Leisachachash v'leshakru. Isser of lying applies only to Israel. Isser of stealing das applies even to a goy. So the Yireim is from Furashim Barichos that Israel is from Gneva, and this Gneva is worse than other Gnevas, and the Raya is that Gneva's Das applies even to a Goy. Shaking other forms of Gneva apply only to a Yisrael. Maitzah are already in the Zoyar in Parshas Yisrael. We're there that Gneva's Das is included in Gneva. Zoyar is going in the Israel of Loi Signoiv in the Terza Debris. Includes also Gneva's Das. Zayar comes to say that certain times one is allowed to be Gainiv Das. In order to be, if a person sees that a dying is paskening halacha incorrectly, so in order to be moiti the correct din, in order to get out that the correct thing should be paskened, then one is allowed to be Gainiv Das of the dying. Before they're in the Zayar, Balkoponim, before in the Zayar, that Gneva's Das is meaning Gneva. Also, it's brought down in there from the Tikune Zayar, Tikun Tzadihei, that the Nochash was over Lo Signoiv when it was going to be Daita Shal Chava. So before there, again, that Gneva's Das is being over the life of Lo Signoiv. So that's in Tzvar Mefurash, that Isra's Mishum Gneva. However, the Rambam in Perak Beis of Hilchos Deis Halacha Vav and the Rabbeinu Yoina, they say the Isra is because of Sheker. As the Rambam the following, Perak Beis Deis Halacha Vav, person can't act in a way of talking smoothly and seducing other people, convincing other people. Person can't say one thing and mean something else. It's to talk the way that he is inside, what his intentions are, is the way that he has to speak. Whatever you're thinking about, that's what you have to speak about. For Asher Lignav Das Habriya Tafilu Das Hagoy. Maybe the Ram goes a step further. It's also Asher Lignav Das Habriya. Before we do it, I'm on that, it's Hainuach. Same issue that a person, it's Din Hichos Deos, not Hichos Gneva. It's the way that a person has to act. A person can't be a smooth talker. And that's why it's Asher Lignav Das Habriya. It's Keita. Voyimkar Lagoy Vashon Havel Bachal Shchuta. Voloy Mino Shal Mesa Bachal Mino Shal Shchuta. Ram quotes our whole Gemara. Ram concludes, "Afilu mila agas shal pitu v'shal gneivas das asura elas fas emet v'ruach nachoin v'leiv tor mikol amal v'havois." Person has to do everything correctly, and the way that the glatt, and that's the way that a person has to act and a person has to talk. It's clear in the Rambam that this din is mehilchos sheker, mehilchos deus, the way that a person has to act properly. Also, in Rabbeinu Yonah, before that way, in Shar Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Rabbeinu Yonah concludes, "V'nei achet hazeh chomer etzel chachma Yisrael yeshem in gezel anochri." Chazal were more machmir about this than they were about stealing from a goy. Yan uviyan ki svats sheker ashma rabba. Because speaking in, with lying is a tremendous avera. Then it's chayavnu al gidri ha'emes. Ki hu mi yisoydei ha'nefesh. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us to be very exacting in our emes. That's the yisoyd of our nefesh, of our neshama, is emes. So again, before in the Rabbeinu Yoina, like the Rambam, that iser is midin emes and sheker, and not because of gneva. Also before in the Rambam, in Perish Mishnayis and Kalim, Perik Yud Beit Mishnah Zayin, person can't act trickery to goyim. Amru aleim ashalayim asherim das abriyos afilu das agoy. The yusgu la adam tchunois rois ayde kol amaisim aroyim halolu. Sherheidi sal alatzma yishum etayiv oizon kishul atzma. Nasu mishenasu. Says that a person will get bad midos if he acts this way. If he acts in this way of bad actions, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says that he doesn't act. HaKadosh Shparachu says that it's abominable that anyone that acts this way, that's being lying in the midos, when they have the measurements are the wrong size and the wrong weight. Shparachu calls it a tayeva. The Rambam explains, because the person gets midos rois, the person himself has tchunos rois, bad traits, bad midos, when he acts with lying. And the Rambam again brings our Gemara as an example. And clear in the Rambam that the answer here is we didn't check it. So now let's go back and clarify a point that we mentioned before. That Mavur in the Gemara that Isser Gneva's Das applies even to Goyim. So why is that? So the Vatatol in the Rishayim, if the Isser is Mishum Sheker, like they're being Yen in the Rambam say, so they themselves speak out clearly, that therefore it applies to Goyim. It's not connected to all the sugyas of Gezelakum. It's an entirely different Isser. It's in Hilchos Deyos. The Rambam says a person has Tchunos Rois when he talks this way. It's a way that a person has to act. A person has to act properly. That he should never lie. So Mela, it applies, but the Isser isn't what you're doing to Yenin. They didn't really clap at yourself. So Mela, it applies even when one deals with a guy. That's according to Rabbi Yenin and the Rambam. However, if we learn that it's Midine Gneva, so why does it not apply to a guy? Hari, the Pasuk says, so we mentioned earlier that the Reim says that you have to make an esnacht in the pasuk. Lo isig noivu, as there is. Lo isig noivu. Lo isig hachashuv, lo isig shakru, ish ba'am yisoy. So there's an esnachta after the lo isig noivu. The Ritva's Magdish's point that there's an esnachta. You stop the pasuk. There's a pause in the pasuk. And the ish ba'am yisoy is only going on the is only going on the end of the pasuk. But the lo isig noivu applies even to goyim. Very nice. But the Maisa, why is, what's the Maisa of the Pshat? There is no Isser, there's Mount Omar, that there's no Isser of Gezalakum. And yet, Gneva's Das is still Osher by a Goy. So Maishna. So you mentioned from the Urayim, we mentioned Techad Vorm, when you read over the Urayim, that the Urayim says that it's Mutter to steal from a Goy, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkir Mamoinam. When he saw that they were not kind of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so Rav Ayat Goyim hit your Mamoinam. He was Mater their moment to Klal Yisrael. Says the Arayim that only applies to their mamon, but does not apply to stealing their das. That still is independent Isser to steal the das of a goy. That's also that Isser, the Isser b'Yisoid of Gneva applies to a goy. Just practically stealing his money is mutter. That the Torah is matir, but the Isser of stealing his das is b'mekoymoy oymid. However, the Ritva doesn't mention any of this. The Ritva just says the pasuk loisig noivu is going by goy. What does the Ritva do? There's a man d'omer that holds that Gezalakum Mutter. And yet, so what's here the difference? Mashu and the Rebbe, there's a difference between Gneva and Gzela. Gneva's Das included in Gneva, and Gneva's Akum is Asr. But Gezalakum, it could be that it's Mutter. That's the Stimus of Rama of the Ritva. Maisa, it's Mefurish in the Ravon and Rabba Kama. That the Ravon says that his Mechiach, from the fact that it's, that Gneva's Das is Asr, that Kol Shekein She'asr Lignum Mamayna Shal Goy. So before in the Ravon, that there's a difference, but that the chiluk is not a chiluk between das and mamoin. That stealing das is more chomer than stealing mamoin. Rather, the word is there's a difference between gneva and gzela. So what's taket pshat? So the ma'isa, it's already meduk in this chiluk in the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Gzela writes the following: Kol ha'gzela es chaveiroi shave pruta over b'loitzase. If you steal from your friend, shava pruta, you're over a laugh. Right? But in the beginning of Hilchos Gneva, the Rambam writes, Echad ha-goynev mamon Yisrael, oy ha-goynev mamon goy, oyver avoy dezara. This answer applies whether you steal the money of a Yisrael or of the money of a goy, who's an akum. Yet by Gezel, the Rambam writes, a goynev es chaveroy, mashva only Yisrael, not a goy. So in the Chidush Aran, it's an Hedron Daphne in Zion, and in the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah reish chav dalet, the Menagid of the Rambam holds that Gezel Kanaini is mutter, it's not considered Gzela, but Gnei Vosa is Asher Minat Torah. The Rambam passed like the Mand Omar that Gezel Goy mutter, but Gnei Vosa is Asher L'Kulei Alma. Like we said from the Ravon, that the Ravon is Mechalik between Gneva and Gzela. Gnei Vosa Kanaini is Asher. What's the pshat? So Minchas Chinuch there says a very choshev yisoid, the difference between Gneva and Gzela. Says the Minchas Chinuch that it's usher to steal one's own money. It's usher to steal from your friend just to make a joke. The Rambam, like the Rambam Paskin's there. Says the Minchas Chinuch that Gneva is not because of holding back the other person's money. Gneva is a midah ra, that you're tricking somebody. You're acting in a way that's not glatz, that's not yashrus. You don't know, and you're taking away their thing. So it's, even if you're joking, you're not planning on keeping the money for any length of time. You're gonna give it right back. But it's a midah meguna to act in gneva and in trickery. Gzela, the iser is holding back someone else's money. That's iser of gzela. Hey, the Gemara in Bavitzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, says that Kovish Schar Sochir is also over on Gzela. Kovish Schar Sochir means you hired a worker and you don't pay him. You didn't do any act of trickery. You didn't do any act of taking Bechlal. You just didn't pay him when the time comes. That's also Gzela. Gzela is holding someone's money Shaloi Kedin. That's Gzela. Gneva is acting with trickery. That's the difference between Gneva and Gzela. The idea is also echoed in the Chuvas HaRif. It's in Kuflam and Gimel. The Rif says, Gzela b'chla Gneva. Really, Gzela is included in Gneva. But Gneva is more inclusive. Why? Shenisar b'luki choson. Shem shenemar, al tignoi ves shalchom me'achari aganav. Gneva is more problematic because you're hiding yourself when you take it. Shetir lof keganav. You can't even take your own thing in a way that looks like you're a ganav. So if it's also to take your own thing, it's also to take someone else's. See in the Rambam and the Rif, as Minchas Chinuch explains, that the Isser of Gneva has nothing to do with holding back the other person's money. Rather, it's this Midah Meguna, acting like a Ganav. And that would also explain the difference between Gneva Sakum and Gzela Sakum. The Rambam says, and we see in the Ravon, that mitzad the actual money of the guy, the Torah wasn't makvid about. And now the Torah allowed you to take l'man d'omer that gezel k'nayni mutter. But there's another aspect of you being a ganif. If you can't steal from yourself to act like a ganif, you kol shekein, you can't steal from a guy to act like a ganif. So the fiza, it comes out a fascinating thing. We start off two drachim in the Rishayim about the isser of Gneva's das. Is it midin Gneva or is it midin sheker? We're coming out that according from the Ravon and the Ritva, and even though they hold the Isser is midin Gneva, but the problem of Gneva always, the unique problem of Gneva is because you're tricking. Because you're not talking straight, not acting straight. Gneva has an added aspect that you're also holding back the other person's money. But even when that aspect of Gneva does not apply, the Gzela aspect of Gneva, every Gneva's mamain has also the aspect of Gzela's mamain, holding back the other person's money. Here, you're not holding back the other person's money. But the Gneva Shabai, the trickery, that's the added aspect of Gneva that you have. So at the end of the day, the Mahalik Rishayim is kiman non-existent. It's whether you call it Gneva or whether you call it Sheker. But the side of the Isra of Gneva's Das is because you're tricking the other person. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina call that Sheker. And the Ravon and the Ritva call that Gneva. But the reason that's a problem by Gneva, when you see that, and because it applies even to a guy, when Gezel is Mutter, what the unique aspect of Gneva's Das that's problematic is the tricking, which is the Sheker. Just say, oh, that's already called Gneva. So you still have to explain, there still is a machlekas at the end of the day. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina hold that it's not called Gneva. And you know that it is called Gneva. But even though there is this machlekas, whether it already got to the level to be called Gneva, but even though the Rishayim that hold that it's Gneva, but the problem of the Gneva Shaboy is the tricking. So to conclude this Nidoin, but Gneva's Das isn't Midin Gneva or Midin Sheker. So we mentioned earlier that the Rambam brings down the dinim of Gneva's Das in Hechos Deos. By the way, a person has to talk, that he should be toichai kevaroi, and not echa pepev yachad balev, as Rambam writes over there. However, surprisingly, the Rambam brings down these halachas somewhere else also, in the end of Perek Yurches Hilchos Mechira. Rambam writes, Osher l'ramo, he says, b'nei adam, b'mekach u'memkar, oi lignoi ves daito, pe'echad goyim ve'echad yisrael b'dover zeh. Rambam says, you can't trick people, and in Mekach u'memkar, or to steal their das, And this Isra applies equally to Goyim. Even when you're not actually coming to make a sale, just to trick them, the way that you talk is also usher. So the Magen Mishnah writes that this is brought down in Parak Giran Osha. That's our sugya. So Rambam quotes our sugya both in Dine in Hilchos Deos and also in Hilchos Mechira. So it seems that the Rambam holds that there are two aspects to Gneivas Das. One aspect is Bein Odom La'atzmoy. Person has to have midos toivos, has to act properly, has deos, has to be deos nechoinos. That's what we call midos, the Rambam calls deos. The way a person has to act has to be in a proper way. And that's why it's brought down in Hilchos deos. But it also has the aspect of tricking someone and making a quick buck. You can make money off someone when you trick them. I would say that the Rambam doesn't hold that there are two isurim mamish, each time you're over two isurim. Every time that you do Gneivas Das, according to the Rambam, you're over, and you're talking sheker, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos. Sometimes you also make money on it. If you're making money on it, then you also have the problem of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. You're tricking someone and you're gonna make a better deal. Whereas in the case in our sugya, that it could be when you give an offer person gifts and you know he won't take them, so if you're doing it stam, you wanna make a new friend, so that would be, that might not be, that, then the problem would only be a problem in Hilchos Deos, not a problem in Hilchos Mechira. But you're doing it because now that he thinks that you're his good friend, so now you come back next week, and you can make a deal with him, so that would be included in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. I know every Gneivas Das has in it the aspect of talking improperly. Sometimes it also includes in it the fact that your mekach u'memkar is not going to be done correctly. You're not acting properly in mekach u'memkar. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. I had an interesting question about Gneivas Das. If a person is over this or Gneivas Das, so what do you do now? When a person is over Gzela, so v'heishvis Gzela asher gozal, you give it back. What happens if you're over this or Gneivas Das? Is there an Indian now to go tell the person, you know, I was going to your das? So l'chayru that be tolly in the two drachim. If it's midin sheker, so what can you do? You did something incorrect. There's no way to fix that now. You tell the problem is that you weren't acting right beincho beinatzmecha. So by telling the other person, it's not going to fix that problem. If the problem is mitzad dinei gneva, so then there's din of hashava. However, it's not so pashut. If the problem in Gneva is only mitzad the Gneva's das, mitzad the trickery, so then l'chayr also that's not going to help you're doing it. The din of the heishiv is heishiv zela asher gozal. The heishiv is giving back the money that you stole. The problem is that you tricked someone that you when a person is goyni from himself, or is goyni v'amenas l'mekat. So there's no din of heishiv zela asher gozal. The problem is that you acted with improper midos. You're acting in a way the Torah doesn't want you to act. So then returning it is not going to help. However, if you were going to have das in a way that brought about a revach mamon, you tricked somebody and now he thinks he's your friend and now you made money off of him, so then for sure this is enough to return the money. Tainu in Gneivas Das, you have to always deal with the two issues. If the issue is only mitzad, the midos rois, or the going of meyatzmai and the going of amenas lamekat, the fact that you're acting improperly, so then it's, the issue is really between you and yourself. And then it can't be fixed. But if it comes to a Gneivas Mamon, like the Rambam there in Hilchos Mechira, then about it's something that can be fixed. Another Hara here in the din of Gneivas Das of a Goy, Shveger asks that even the Man D'Omar, that Gezel K'naini is Usser, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel, it's still mutter to trick a Goy, to mafkir the halva of a Goy. If a Goy owes you money and you can get out of it, so you can do that. So asks Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Chayr Gneivas Das is not any different than Toos Akum, and Toos Akum is Mutter. So Meis of the Mordechai in Baba Kama, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, already asked this question. Mishen the Ravio answers the Mordechai that we find that La Toisa is Mutter is that if the Goy made a mistake. If the Goy made a mistake, you don't need to correct him. But it's also for Yisrael to be Mata El Goy. Yisrael can't lechatchila go and find a way to trick the guy. That's also Mishim Gneivas Das. And it's Makar from our sugya. Our sugya is Mavur that Gneivas Das is Aser. So Makar says the Mordechai, the whole letter of Lat Oisei is not really Lat Oisei Kipshutai, that you trick him. but that if he makes a mistake, then you don't have to correct him. However, the Tur in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Shin Memches, holds that you're allowed to trick a goy, like the Pasha of the Gemara in Baba Kama. And Lefiza will be Shver, the din of Gnei, of how does that work with Gnei Vazdat, right? Gnei Vazdat is also Aser. Tur brings it down in Hilchot Sayinah, in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Chav Ches. If you're allowed to trick a goy to get his money, so why are you not allowed to be goy nevdaita? So the Marsha Bayos says an answer to this question. Says the Marsha, the issue of gneiv is das only if you say mefurish. If you say words to trick the other person. But if you trick it without being moitzi dvar sheker mipiv, then there is no isser of gneiv is das. That's the Teretz of the Marsha, very gishmaka Teretz. However, most of the Shem argue on the Teretz of the Marsha. Rashi and Tzadi Dalam and Beis hold to this. Rashi says that Isser Gnei Vazdas is only when you speak it out lahedya. That's how Rashi explains that in Hud Kamatu Anaf Shayu, there's no problem of Gnei Vazdas. That is the opinion of Rashi. But Taiz and all the Rishayim are arguing Rashi. Taiz Divir Maschel, Inu, quotes of Rashi says that the whole Isser by Chavios is only when you tell him, B'shvibishilcha ani poischan. Taiz says, Eina nira. Ta elim kein hoidiyo ikatani. It's Mashi that you have to tell him that you didn't open them for him. But if you don't say a word, it's mashin that it's usser. Even though you didn't say lahed, that you open them for him. Tosfos also asks that the Gemara asks from Rav Yehuda that opened up the barrels for Ula. So Vader Rav Yehuda didn't tell Ula that he opened them up for him lahedya. Rav Yehuda just didn't say anything. And the Gemara, that was usser. And the Gemara answers that he would have opened them up anyway. But the Maisa Tosfos and all the Rishonim hold that even if you don't say anything, it's still usher mishum gneivas das. So I'm getting a hadra kushel aduchte. Again, the question that we had was, Rukeger asks, is that why isn't Gneivas Das included in the heter of Tos Akum? So he mentioned so far two answers to that question. The answer number one was that of the Mordechai, that the heter of Lat Oisei is not to trick him, but only when the guy tricks himself, you don't have to point out the mistake. So, but we said the Torah does not hold of that teretz. And the second teretz we said from the Marsha, that there's a difference whether you speak it out or you don't speak anything. That's only the opinion of Rashi, and all the Rishonim argue on Rashi. So, Mekain, how is the Torah going to learn the heter of Tos Akum? Why is it different than Gneivas Das? So, Lemaisa, if you look in the Rav Yoh, the way that he asks the question is that if it's mutter to steal his money when you trick him, then you definitely have to trick him to take his das. That's the way he asks the question. If that's the question, then it's not so shver. We mentioned earlier the Urayim, there's a difference between the Mammon and Das. That stealing the Das is more chomer than stealing his money. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was matir their money when they were over the Shevet Bnei Noach. But he's not matir their Das. So Mamela, Tos Akum is mutter because his money is the Torah allowed me to take. Not directly by going and stealing it. But when I'm matir him, the Torah allowed me to take it. Hashinkin Gnevas Datoy is more chomer than Gnevas Mammon. And that could be a teretz on the tour, and that's why Gneivas Das is Aser, but Gneivas Mamoin, Danu Tos Akum, is Mutter. That'd be a good teretz on the tour. Lemaisa, we could ask B'nusach Acher, which we shouldn't did not ask. We could ask that every time that I'm Matem to take his money, I'm also Gneiv Daitoy. If I go and he tells me that it costs $17, and I just give him a lot of dollar bills, and it's really only 16, so, and he doesn't realize that it was a mistake, then I also was going to Nevnaitoy. That's what one could ask. If that question would be correct, then we don't have any answer on the tour. If every Tos Akum also includes in a Gnevas Das, then it's Orchi and Gogol. How could Tos Akum be Mutra and Gnevas Das be Yasser? But the Maestri Rishayim did not ask that question. The Rishayim did not ask that in every Tos Akum you also have Gnevas Das. And Kinnear, the reason is that it's not true. That when you owe him 17 and you're giving him 16, so, that's not called Gnevas Daitoy. That's Gnevas Mamoinoi. It's Tos Mamoinoi. I'm tricking about the moment. Gnevas Das is something that you're uniquely referring to the Das, not relating to the moment. I'd come with that the Tos is a Tos in the moment, and the act that I'm doing is that of tricking him monetarily, so it's not considered to be Gnevas Das. Gnevas Das is something that I'm accused of stealing his mind. That could be that's more chomer than stealing his moment. That's when the focus of my act is on getting his mind. Getting him to think A and really I did B. When I say, well, you're my best friend, and I give him something, so that's called Gnevas Daitai. Or when he thinks I'm giving him a shchuta, and I'm giving him a treifa. So there also, that's Gnevas Daitai. He thinks he's getting A, and really he's getting B. But when I just gave him fewer bills than he expected, that's not Gnevas Daitai. It's Gnevas Mamayna. He thought he's getting more. That Gnevas Mamayna doesn't have to, it does not, by definition, include Gnevas Das. Last thing I wanted to speak about today is this heter of Inu Dramata Anafshayu. So, there's no issue of Gnevas Das when the person tricked himself, when the person made a mistake. So Rashi, as we quoted before, Rashi says that the word is because you don't speak it out. As long as you're not talking and they're making the mistake on their own, then there's no problem of Gnevas Das. That's the opinion of Rashi, but we said Rishonim argue on Rashi. Rishonim hold that even when you do not speak, there's still a problem of Gnevas Das. So what's the challenge in the Gemara of Inu Dukamata Nafshayu? So it says Tveisves, another Rishonim, that what's the normal thing to think? When I'm walking on the street and someone else is walking the other direction, so he doesn't have a good reason to believe that I came to greet him. I could be taking a walk. I could be going to the store. There are a million reasons why I could be walking right now. If he assumed that I came to greet him, so he made that mistake. I didn't do anything, bichlal, to lead him to think that I came lichvoidai. I'm just walking and he says, wow, you came to greet me. So I didn't do that at all. He did that. I was walking for my own reason. When you do something out of the ordinary, you open up the chaviyos. So there, that's not something that people normally do. They don't do it stam. It's a loss. So it must be you did it for a certain reason. So therefore, the person will naturally assume that you did it lichvoidai. Right now, he comes and you say, wow, let me open up a chavis. Or whether you say it or not, he sees you open up the chavis. So that's something that's out of the ordinary to be done. So there, it's assumed to be done for him. But when you're doing something normal that you could do for another reason, like taking a walk, going somewhere, so then if the person decided that you came for him, so that's called the problem of Gnevas Das. It's Inu Dukati Anafshay. He made up that mistake, and I was not the cause of that mistake on his part. That's the end of the Rishain. Now, this is very Negei Lamaisa, but before the Lamaisa, just talk about the case in the Gemara itself. The case in the Gemara itself, so Rav Nachman saw them coming, and he thought that they came to greet him, and really they were going for a different reason. So Rava told him, you shouldn't have told him that we went anyway because he now thought we came lichvoidai. He got this big covid, and now you said no, we were going anyway. So now you put him down to a degree. So it's better not to have said that. But now what should they have said according to Rava? According to Rava, they should have said, yeah, we came lichvoidcha. Avada not, that's for sure Gnevas Das. If you're going anyway, and the person said, wow, you came to greet me. And you said, yeah, we taka came to greet you. That's a sure Gnevas Das, because you didn't actually come to greet him. So you're not allowed to tell him that we were coming anyway, because machash leiladaite. And you're also not allowed to tell him that we came to greet you, because that's real Gnevas Das. So Kinnear, what you're supposed to do is say nothing. When he says, wow, you came to greet me, so you just say nothing. Now, saying nothing is not so, you have to have, you have to also medak an expression on the person's face. Maybe you give him a little smile. But now the Rav Nachman would have assumed that they did come to greet him. Because they didn't say that we did not come to greet you. But that's not Gnevas Das. That's, he's assuming something. And I don't respond. I don't tell him yes. And I don't tell him no. So in this case, I'm not machlishle ledaite. But I'm also not being Gnev Daite. So you have to know how to do this halacha l'maisa. It's very not so clear to me. Well, mashal, someone's making a chasana, not in the city that I live in, but in a city that I often go to. I go there once a week, twice a week, for whatever reason I go there. And I'm there anyway. I wouldn't have gone there for the chasana. But I'm there anyway. I'm a block away. It'll take me a minute to go to the chasana. So I go, and I walk in, and I say mazel tov. He says, wow, you came all the way for me. So in that case, you took amati anafshe. Right? I didn't come for him. And it's liable that I'm going to be there anyway. And I was there anyway. He made that mistake to assume that I came for him. So what do? I don't say, yeah, I thought I came such a long way for you. And I don't say, no, I came here anyway. So that I do like we said, that I'm just quiet and I smile. And he assumes whatever he assumes. However, let's say I go, someone in Gachasana, a place that I never go. Person in Gachasana, a place in Phoenix. I've never been in Phoenix. The first time in my life, I happened to be in Phoenix for whatever reason. And I realize that he's in Gachasana right now, that I happen to be here. Let me go in and say Mazel Tov. He says, wow, you came all the way to Phoenix for me. So now what am I supposed to do right now? It's not you to come out to Anafshe, because he knows that I'm never in Phoenix, and I've never been in Phoenix, and that just today I happen to be in Phoenix. So what am I supposed to do right now? I'm supposed to say that I came anyway, I was here anyway. I'm machshir leil daitei. If I don't say anything, the fact that I walked in to his chasana in Phoenix, he assumed that I came all the way to his chasana. Now you have these two things at in front of you, which is what are you supposed to do in this case? Halacha l'maisa, is it better to be machshir leil daitei, or is it better to be goyin daitei? So it seems from the Gemara that in this case it's better to be machshir leil daitei. What can you do? But Rav Safra didn't know the heter of Iyudu the Kamati Anafshe. He was not aware of that Chiddush of Rava. So what did he held? Rav Safra held that when you have the other side is Gnevas Das, even though by telling him that I came here anyway, I'm putting him down to a certain degree, but what can we do? Gnevas Das is an Isser. And this, I popped the person's balloon, but I had to pop it because I didn't want to be Gnev Daito. So L'chor we could learn that from Rav Safra, that in this case, that you're talking in a place that you never normally are, and you just walk in to say Mazel Tov, so then you somehow have to tell them that you're there anyway. That's all these cases. They need a lot of Sima Slave to exactly say things in the right way, and the reaction on your face has to be the right way, to be careful about both Gnevas Das and Yimachash Leil Daite. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to learn the sugya of Gnevas Das. See, that's very nagia. Lalach lemaisa, and a person lemaisa has shailas. How you should go ask your rav. These things are very delicate and have big nafkaminas. And as we saw from the Rishonim, there's an isur chamor, more chamor than gnevas mammon, and a few gnevas nefashas. The Yireim says, Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn the sugya and see some of the yisaidis and the nafkaminas out of this sugya. I'd count for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.